Referring back to our public hearings, first one we have was conditional use number 1872, applicant Kim Swan.
As a favor to the chair and with my full support, I'll offer the following motion. I move that we approve conditional use 1872 for Kim Swan for a multifamily dwelling structure of 2 units based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. The proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Two, there are other similar 2-unit multifamily structures with similar characteristics in the immediate vicinity. Three, the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. And the Board of Adjustment approved the variance to allow this multifamily conditional use to proceed. And four, the recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, only 2 units shall be constructed upon the property. B, the development shall be served as part of Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. C, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on or off to the property shall only occur between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. or subject to the requirement of Tower Shores subdivision if more restrictive. And D, the site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve or recommend approval of conditional use number 1872 for the reasons and with the stipulation so stated by Mr. Ross. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.